Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Do you like that? Was that stirring? I love marching bands. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. The only party left in the United States that's not communist. Under the leadership of El Trumpo, the most hated man by the communists. The communists can't stand them. God help us all. God help us. But anyway, that's phone calls. Probably a bill collector. I don't take bill collector phone calls. I have a buddy of mine. You know how he handles it? He says, look, you've been very abusive. You've been talking to me like crazy. You've been threatening me. So I tell you how I handle the bills. I put all the bills in a hat, and I throw the bills up in the air. And throw the hat up in the air, and when the bills come down, I pay the first five. And because you're so rude, your name's not even going in the hat. You like that? Unbelievable. Okay. So I've been away for a while. I miss you guys. And work and life's experience has taken time from me. But I put up on this website tonight an Irish tune called The West's Awake. And basically, the little bit I know about Irish history, the British really, they subdued them. They did to the Irish what the communists tell the blacks was done to them by every white man in the United States. And it's not true. 11 states seceded from the Union. 6% of slave owners fought for the Confederacy. Most of the Confederates were sharecroppers, like the Irish slaves to the British. Slavery goes back into the Bible. It has been here. Just ask the Egyptians, and they'll tell you. They got a few pyramids they can point to. This country is the only country that beat slavery. And slavery still exists today. And it exists in our own country. Drug slavery, 100,000 Americans dying a year. You know, a sniper can't kill that many. But a drug dealer can. Abortions. When I started following abortions, you know how many American kids were having their heads cut off? 1.3 million a year. Anybody talks you into an abortion does not like you and doesn't want to see anybody that reminds them of you. And that's a nice way. Anybody tells you abortion is a good thing, ask them to show you the baby pictures. It is sad. Do you know every college has a chop shop nearby? Why is that? What's going on in the colleges? Did you go there to get an education? How you making out? You have a student loan? I call that a stupid loan. Yeah. And if you're taking a course that don't mean shift, you know that Democrat communist, the shift, S-C-H-I-F-F, he gives a new meaning to bullshit. And shift heads. And shift for brains. We got a president that's standing all alone. Did you ever hear the name Horatio at the gate? It's a Roman story. It happens to be about warring Roman parties, provinces or countries or whatever they were. And one is laying siege to another man's country. And that man's name is Horatio. And they're trying to buy time to knock down a bridge so the enemy can't come across. So they select Horatio to lead the defense. And that's where the saying comes from, Horatio at the gate or Horatio at the bridge. And Horatio valiantly holds off the enemy to give enough time to his army to dismantle the bridge so the enemy can't get across. There's another battle of a bridge that took place in Roman history, which is also very interesting. I'll just pass it on to you. It's the Battle of the Milvian Bridge. When Christ was born, Christianity became a catching religion. And people were turning to Christ, believing in life after death. And the Roman religion was opposed to Christianity. So if you were a Christian, you were executed. And there's all kinds of stories. One story comes to mind. They took all these Christians and they, in the middle of the winter, and they put them on a lake that was frozen. And on the banks of the lake, they built big fires, the Romans did. And they said, give up your God and come to the fire and get warm. And only one Christian broke. And he went and warmed himself up by the fire. All the rest froze to death. But there was a Roman soldier at the fire. And when he saw the Christian, he went out and took his place. That's guts. Bravery. We have a president named Donald Trump. 70 million people didn't vote. Or did they? One day we're going to find out this is a bigger swindle than the Kennedy assassination. And it's well covered up. Trump is our Horatio at the gate. Like he says, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you. Greater love hath no man that he lays down his life for his country. And he could very well do that. His enemies are very strong, stronger than we realize. And they believe in a new world order. And that means a Chinese boot on your neck. $1.3 billion Chinese. They can wipe out every American man for man and still have a billion people left over. And you got presidents selling us out. You got parties selling us out. Back to abortion. 1.3 million kids were having their heads cut off. I call abortion clinics chop chops. Thanks to the Christians in this country and the Jewish people. Thou shalt not kill. Thanks. And as JC says, what you do to the least of my people, the least of my people, you do unto me. I don't want to hurt you, Lord. I need you. Okay. So we got Horatio at the bridge. And he's holding off the hordes that are pouring over the border, that are being invited in by the communists because they want to destroy the unity of the United States. Because they know, like the song says, united we stand, divided we fall. And if your back is ever against the wall, you know the rest. MAGA now stands for Make America Gods Again. And the best combination to save this country, Don, Ron, and Elon, the three Musketeers. Here's a guy that went and raided his own company to clean it up and make it pro-American. And look who turned against them. The communists. Learn to say the word communist because it's here, it's there, it's everywhere. It's in your education. You're already brainwashed. I used to joke. I used to say, feel behind your left ear. Is there a drain plug there? No drain plug? You're full. Oh, hallelujah. I could do a little gospel right now if you want. I like gospel music. You know what gospel music is? It's slave music. It's the music of the slaves who turned to God, just like the Jews turned to Moses. They had nobody else to help them, so they turned to God. Okay, I'm going to read you this West is Awake. This is about the Irish. Catholic priests were executed for saying Mass. There's a song about a priest called Father Murphy. The Brits put him in a barrel filled with oil and set him on fire because he was preaching Catholicism, love of God, and love of country, which we got to get back because the communists took it away from us. So the name in this tune is The West's Awake. And the author is a guy named Thomas Davis. When all beside a vigil keep, The West's asleep. The West's asleep. And that's us today. Alas and well, may Erin weep. Erin is another word for Ireland. When Connacht lies in slumber deep, that's a region, where lake and plain smile fair and free. That's us today. Free, we're not so fair. Amid rocks their guardian chivalry sing. Oh, let man learn liberty. 1776 was the big lesson. America united from sea to shining sea. And that's what made us invincible. Our unity, not our color, not our creed, our unity. I may not like your food, I may not like your taste, but you are an American, I'm an American. And we have to stand together. And those who divide us will enslave us. Oh, let man learn liberty from crashing winds and lashing sea. The chainest wave and lovely land, freedom and nationhood demand. Be sure the great God never planned for slumbering slaves a home so grand. And that's what we are today, slumbering slaves. And long a brave and haughty race honored and sentineled the place. We were on guard. We're not on guard today. Sing, oh, not even their son's disgrace can quite destroy their glory's trace. Our glory's trace of the World War II vets, 4 million went overseas to die for their country. They never expected to come home. If you look at the World War II songs, every song is I'll be home, but they never expected to come home. And when they won World War II in Europe, they were getting ready to go and die by 1 million men to win Japan. And Japan was going to die by 1 million men. So the last Democrat was Harry Truman. And he dropped 2 big atomic bombs. And that put an end to the war and saved 1 million American lives and saved 1 million Japanese lives. And you see what the Japanese did, right? They banned nuclear arms, and they took the road of peace and were successful and profitable and enjoyed peace for 70 years. And now China is threatening Japan with nukes. Now, what do you think Japan is going to do? They are the masters of the first strike. They sunk the entire Russian fleet at Port Arthur. They took us down at Pearl Harbor. They are the masters of the first strike. You think they're laying down now, taking it easy after hearing China say they're going to nuke Japan? The war is on. And the greatest president we ever had, his name was George Washington. And he owned slaves. Did he treat them right? I think he did. I never heard anybody say he didn't. But do you know what he said? As president, the first president of the United States, only took 2 terms. You think Biden would only take 2 terms? At $5 million a pop? George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. And we're not doing that. As a matter of fact, we're in such bad shape. Biden is quietly calling up the reserves because he can't get enough manpower to hold the fort. And you know what comes next? The draft. And the same Democrats that did away with it to destroy the country are now going to enable it so that they can drag you in to fill the front lines. I'll take you back to World War One. Germany was on the outskirts of Paris. And guess what happened? France instituted the draft. And they took everybody they could find and put them in taxi cabs and sent them to the front lines. Nice looking suit, monsieur. Here's your gas mask. Don't think that can't happen. Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist, says, never can happen, happens all the time. And you know about Murphy's Law. Okay, so where are we? For often in O'Connor's van, to triumph dashed each Connaught clan, and fleet as deer the Normans ran, that's the Brits, through Corisilab Pass and Adrahan, and later times saw deeds as brave and glory guards Clan Rickard's grave. Sing, oh, they died their land to save at Akram's slopes and Shannon's wave. And if, when all a vigil keep, the West's asleep, the West's asleep, alas, and well may Erin weep that Connaught lies in slumber deep. But hark, a voice like thunder, the West's awake. The West's awake. Sing, oh, hurrah, let England quake. We'll fight till death for our land's sake and Ireland's sake. But that's coming. And you better start jogging, because Chinese bayonet battalions can run 10 miles a day. And they're all on the beach in Cuba in bathing suits for now. 3 years China has had troops in Cuba and we didn't know about it. You think we're ready? You think we're 911 ready? Okay. Let us return to the golden years of yesteryear, to the 4 million men who went overseas. All of their songs are about I'll be home. I'm going to play some for you. They're beautiful. It's all about true love. Did you know you couldn't get a divorce in the United States in the 50s? It was against the law. A divorce. You had to go to Mexico. The only ones that got divorced in the 50s were actors and actresses from Hollywood. We all know about that. The last Democrat was Harry Truman. And you know what Harry said? When they call the roll in Congress, they don't know whether to answer present or not guilty. Today, the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. And they're backed up by all communist agencies, the FBI, the Department of Injustice, the CIA. Pentagon is now known as the Pantygon. Any network with a C in the logo stands for communist. NBC, nothing but communist. ABC, always be communist. CNN, the communist nut network. You got the slime times. Look what the kangaroos did to Fox News. We have a solution. Go Newsmax. After they throw out Barney Frank. Barney Frank voted to burn the flag. Never vote for a politician who voted to burn the flag. And you're going to have a hard time finding one that didn't. 47 Democrat senators, and Mitch McConnell, who I call Match McConnell, voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. And you can see it on YouTube, because I put every name up there, congressmen and senators, and they're mostly Democrats. Like I say, 47 senators voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, SJR7. And you can see it. Just go to YouTube, type in Flag Burners of Record, Abu Tom, A-B-U-T-O-M, and you'll see everyone. The faces don't line up with the names. I couldn't do that, but I put all the names in there, and you can see the faces. And think about this the next time you see one of those phony bastards preaching to the choir. Look at the flag that they're using as a backdrop. Just remember, they voted to burn it. You wouldn't believe war heroes who fought in World War II voted to burn it. Party over country. And those war heroes were in Italy, two that I can think of. And they were both wounded at the Monte Cassino. They were in a Japanese Nisei battalion. And they both voted to burn the flag because party comes before country. And that flag draped the coffins of many of their buddies who they knew by first name and died at Monte Cassino. And yet they voted party over country. You don't want that. You want men who are stout-hearted men. When I went to Catholic grammar school, the first song the nuns taught me to sing was Stout-Hearted Men. It was taken from an old Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald movie. Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder, boulder to boulder, they fight as they go to the fore. Then nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan. When stout-hearted men stick together, man to man. Grammar school, taught by all nuns. And what's happening to us today? We're being taken down. We're being chipped away. Freedom is being chipped away. Okay. And you know why that is? Because God is out of sight and out of mind. He's being erased in the American mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the story. Broken heart, no. get if I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind. Out of sight,
out of sight,
but not out of my mind.
Okay, we're back. Out of sight, out of mind. Be careful. Don't let your goals get out of sight and out of mind. Don't let your love of country get out of sight and out of mind. It is really sad to watch us fall apart. Okay. So, I'm going to steal another Irish song, and I'm going to dedicate it to us, as in U.S. And this song is called A Nation Once Again. And we got to stop the communists dividing this country. Please do not use the word left wing. Left wing is a candy-ass description. These people are hardened communists. They have one goal, to destroy the United States, to break it up into little pieces, and to get rid of God. There's no God in the communist world. And if you don't believe me, read the life of Cardinal Mindszenty of Hungary. You know, in the United States, it's against the law to waterboard somebody more than 2 minutes. This Catholic cardinal from Hungary was waterboarded for 14 years. His bed was in the Danube River. 14 years he suffered for Christ and Hungary. And we were lucky. We got a Polish Pope, and he was the best. Even in pain and suffering, he said, I have to be an example for my flock. And he was the greatest. And he had the greatest people behind him, the Polish people, who are true to God. God bless them all. Okay. So, I'm going to play A Nation Once Again, because this has to become our freedom song.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient freemen, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and freemen. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province be a nation once again. And from that time through wild woe, that hope had shone a far light, nor could love's brightest summer glow outshine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fane. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland long a province.
that song, the singer mentions he hoped to see his fetters rent in twain. Fetters are handcuffs with the chain between them. I haven't seen fetters except in pictures. Only one time I saw fetters. It was a fellow that worked for Donald Trump. He was getting on a flight, a commercial flight, and the left FBI arrested him while he was in line. And they put him in fetters. And they put him in leg bracelets. And they marched him off while CNN filmed it. CNN always goes, works with the FBI, the left FBI. If you remember Roger Stone, another friend of Trump. If you remember what happened to him at 5 in the morning, CNN got a phone call from the FBI. We're going to hit this guy's house at 6. So you better set up now. And that's what they did. And they went with 47 vehicles. It's him and his wife in bed. 47 vehicles. That's got to be 47 guys at least, right? More like 100. Two ships of the line. Two ships. The guy lived on a canal. He can't swim. He's in bed with sugar plums dancing. And 100 FBI agents made a CNN raid. Now, why is that? You know what that is? That's a message. You're with Trump, we're going to get you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Now, you go back and you see all of the people that work for Trump, all of the aides that work for Trump, they all got arrested or indicted. You take a guy, when was the last? You wouldn't put a black man in fetters. You wouldn't dare. The guy's name, I think, is, he's got an Italian last name. He always salutes the audience with two fingers off his forehead. I had his name on my tongue before. But he's a great guy. He's a businessman. And he's savvy. But everybody that worked for Trump, including the gardener, have all been indicted by the communist secret police. Oh, yeah, man. This is KGB tactics all the way. I'll give you three KGB tactics that caused a lot of mayhem. Ferguson, Missouri. That was a communist stunt. Charlottesville, South Carolina. That was a communist stunt arranged by the governor and the mayor. And January 6th, where Americans are still rotting in jail. When I hear of those Americans that went to a peaceful demonstration and were lured into an FBI ambush, I say, I haven't seen that since the Brits imprisoned the colonists in prison ships on Hudson River and starved them to death. We're living in a dictatorship, folks. And we got a bribe-taking president. And you know what the Democrats are going to do? They're going to make him the fall guy. They're going to make him the guy that takes all the heat. And they're going to be jam tight and jelly free. But they're as guilty as he is. They created that Frankenstein. And they're as guilty as he is. And they think if they throw him to the volcano, they'll be jam tight and jelly free, but they won't be. They're all going down. When Donald Trump restores the republic to the country. They're all going down. So, having said that, why do I mention those three? In Ferguson, the inhabitants of the town burned it to the ground, and they have to live there. After they burned it to the ground, they had to go back to bed. And that's the only town. If you remember the beginning of Ferguson, it all started with the cop answering a complaint from an Indian merchant, a little guy, who was defending his little candy store. And a big thug came in and helped himself to what he wanted. And the Indian guy tried to stop him. And he threatened the Indian guy, and the poor Indian guy, he had to back off and give up his day's profits. Right? So the cop came, and the big thug tried to take the gun away from the cop, and the cop shot him and killed him. Okay? And that's when the communists came in to incite the riot. As a result of that riot, they burned the whole city to the ground. Most of it. And the merchants went to the mayor, and they begged the mayor, please, build a wall around our shopping center so we can keep the customers out. That's about the way it went. Now, Charlottesville is a disgrace. The governor of South Carolina, who never should have been elected, he's the head of the Democrat Party, and he's the guy that got the Clintons their home in Chappaqua with the counting room for the Kruger Ranch. What's going on here, folks? Hillary Clinton was responsible for helping the Russians get access to American uranium mines. And the press lied to us and told us the Russians are only getting 18% of all our uranium reserves. But what they didn't tell you, these lying bastards, is that the 18% was 100% of all the uranium coming out of the ground. The Russians were getting everything. You think about that. Then, ex-President Clinton goes to Kazakhstan with a Canadian businessman, and they do a uranium deal in Kazakhstan to the benefit of the Canadian businessman who has uranium in Canada, but it's cheaper to ship the uranium to Iran, Kazakhstan. And for that, it was in the press for about 8 seconds. Don't hold me to the figure, but I'm recalling $300 million commission for Clinton. True or false? Prove me wrong. Okay? So the Democrats are arming Iran. It's unbelievable. And the last one, come on, folks. If that's the same atrocity as 9-1-1, you were never near 9-1-1. You weren't on a stairwell when 80 stories came down on your head. 343 American firemen all died, crushed to death. I can still hear their beepers. They rose to God in a smoke, a heavenly smoke, like a Holocaust. Immolated. I happened to be in the area when it happened. I was on Staten Island, and we lost a firehouse, an entire firehouse. And one of my customers, his brother, was a captain. And he was the only one, one of the few that survived his firehouse. I think he had to do 13 eulogies And after that, he couldn't take it no more. He retired and went to Florida. And a kid came into my store, and he sat down. He was exhausted. And I said, what happened? He said, I was the first one there. I got off a tugboat to fight the fire. I was the first one there, and I was the last one to leave. I'm just coming here now. Just coming home now. And a woman came in, and she looked all shook up. She was buying an American flag. I forget what it was she needed. But she was shook up. She had been hit. I said, did you lose somebody at the World Trade Center? She said, yeah, my husband. He worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. He was up on the 80th floor. Oh, my God. I think it was 300 women who died with their babies, with their unborn children. And do you know that they wouldn't name those children and put them on the memorial with their mothers? Why not? Why not? Did you know a choir of little kids came up from South Carolina, I believe it was South Carolina, to sing at the 911 memorial? And because it wasn't prearranged, they threw them out. So they went outside the memorial to sing, and they threw them off the grounds. And I say, that whole choir should have went to the closest firehouse and told their story. And you know what would have happened. That choir would have been back there on fire trucks. Yeah. But you see, we're the new American. Don't get involved. Don't look. Don't look. Don't see. Don't see. They're killing a baby. Don't worry about it. It has nothing to do with you. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Heads up. Life is a series of 10 tens. Most you're going to get out of it is 100. And then you got all eternity with your maker. And you better be on his good side when you show up. Because the soul is God's black box. And you might think you're killing a little tissue. But that tissue has a soul. And he went to report his atrocity to the boss. So adoption is the better option. And that's the way to go. And now I'm going to adopt President Trump. We need this man more than ever. We have too many enemies. God bless us. God bless us. I'll give you a tune.
Oh,
I just got an idea. I'm going to work on it. Tunnels for Towers is a great organization. And it's $11 a month. And they help out firemen and policemen who died on the job. So I'm going to tickle the leader of Tunnel for Towers to see if we can do a poll of the families who lost daughters who were carrying children. And ask them if they would like to put that child's name on the monument with their mother. If only one wants it, why not? If they all want it, all the more. Okay. So, and what better person to ask than the guy that lost his brother at the World Trade Center? I also had another customer who was in construction. And he had a brother-in-law that was a fireman. And his sister called him and said, Tommy, go down to the website. They found her husband's helmet. She said, let me know what's going on. So he went down to the website that night. And if you remember, the vision that you saw on TV was black, death, smoke rising into the sky. And my friend Tommy is looking through a broken doorway, and he sees the ghost of his brother-in-law. And he shouts out, Johnny, is that you? And the ghost comes back. Tommy, they're all gone. He lost everybody. Tommy, they're all gone. Somebody had taken his helmet. And he was a lucky one. There was another unit there. The only guy that survived was the driver of the truck, because he had to stand by the truck. What a bitch. My slogan was 911, we forget. A New York slogan, 911, we forget nothing. And we still don't forget nothing. And the Saudis are getting chummy with the Iranians. And the draft is going to have to come back, because we might be fighting the whole world next. Remember what George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. How wise. Okay. Now, you heard that song, Look Home with Angel. That's a guy singing. He's from overseas somewhere. He might be in World War II. He might be just a draftee doing time after World War II. So, we're looking for a tune. We'll give you a little rock and roll.
Bomb, 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 dang, 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 dang,
dang, dang, dang, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
bum 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 dang a dang dang ding dang 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 dang
Okay, do a little gospel, and I want to thank all the gospel people for giving us rock and roll. I grew up in Harlem. And I went to school, grammar school. My school burned down. I was in Washington Heights, 187th Street. My school burned down, so the Archdiocese sent us down to Harlem, 125th Street and Convent Avenue, St. Joseph's Grammar School, all black. Used to be all Irish, and then all the blacks came up from the South. And the Irish moved up to Washington Heights. And I was probably in the third grade, and I was being bused into Harlem. 50 years before busing. Hot stuff, huh? Never can tell. But anyway, gospel people have a knack for harmony. And that was the beginning of doo-wop. It was all harmony. They had a bass, a tenor, an alto, a soprano. You know, the guy with the high voice. And that's how I learned to do doo-wop. And I joined a group in high school, Crystals. And we used to go to dances and sing, and I loved it. It was great. It was real true harmony. Okay, so I'm going to give you Oh Happy Day. Okay, we're back. All right, so let me gloss over some things that I think are important and you should too. We cannot let this president, Donald Trump, lose a second time. 70 million people did not vote. Do you believe that? Do you believe that 70 million people did not vote? He's the man for the job. Look at what where we are right now. We only have one party in this country. It's the Republican Party. And 20% of that party is infected with rhino rats. But compared to the Communist Party, which used to be the Democrat Party, we have no choice. And our best bet is Donald Trump. Our best bet is Donald Trump. And he's with us. He's for the little guy. You don't know the good he does. And I have a loved one that hates him with a passion. And no logical reason for it. She tells me he's a crook. Why is he a crook? Do you think he could take the money that Joe Biden was taking and not get caught? The first dollar he takes, CNN. Newsmax is good. If you get a chance, catch Greg Kelly. He's on at 10 o'clock at night. He loves Trump. This is our salvation. 4 years of Trump. No wars. All border. Great economy. We were exporting oil. Now Biden's selling oil to China. He's ran down the oil reserves that was reserved for the U.S. Navy. And he's not the first one to do it. Clinton and Gore did it when they sold the Elk Hills oil reserves to Armin Hammer, a personal friend of Joseph Stalin. Folks, you don't know. You don't know about the communist seed. It's been planted since 1914. You don't know about it. You have no idea. They got communists running around calling MAGA people fascists. The only fascist I know was Benito Mussolini, and the Italian people strung him up. And you should check out how they did it. And they hung his mistress, too. That's the only fascist I ever knew. But I know a lot of communists. Vito Marcantonio was in my neighborhood in the 50s trying to overthrow the government. You have no idea how effective communism is. It's now running your schools. It runs your abortion clinics. It runs everything that's wrong. It runs your FBI. Everybody goes, oh, it's not the regular FBI agent. It's the ones that control them. What are they doing controlling the good guys? How come we can't eject the riffraff? We need Trump. He has to win. I believe he was cheated out of the election. I happened to watch, before this happened, a guy that was rigging slots in Atlantic City, and he was doing it by computer. And he could make any outcome. It didn't have to be so obvious. It could be, you know, a little of this, a little of that. But he was very confident in his art. And I believe there was an art at work. And we have no idea. They got us counting onesies and twosies. But they went after thousands. Maybe millions. 70 million people didn't vote? Come on. Think about that. Now, here's something. Trump has to get out of the White House. He's got to take all his documents and all his private personnel papers, and he's got to put them in cartons and ship them down to Mar-a-Lago. Who packed the boxes? You don't think he could send somebody in there to plant evidence? Why, it's that tight? They couldn't even find who the cocaine belonged to. Now, the FBI pulled another Roger Stone, only this time on Mar-a-Lago. And they clued in CNN and got this, the cameras got ready for the big show. And then in came, in swept the FBI agents with their guns. And Trump's inside, or he wasn't there. And but his house is being guarded by the Secret Service. And all his papers are in a room with an extra lock on the door. These are all communist stunts. This is the same as Stalin sending an axe man to Mexico to murder Leon Trotsky. This is the same thing to me, what they did at Mar-a-Lago. It's a farce. It's a joke. Did they bring any evidence on the raid? Who's to say they had no paperwork in the jacket? How stupid are we? And you know Biden's dirty. You know his son is dirty. And we all know that Trump didn't have that many loyal people close to him. But everyone that got arrested by the FBI was loyal because they knew who to pick out. So if you got arrested because you worked for Trump, you're loyal to Trump. And the guy that needs justice more than anybody is General Kelly. They used his son as a gun to his head. You have no idea what goes on. You are not awake yet. You know the song, "The West's Awake"? You're not waking yet. Okay. So the best that you can do as an American citizen, if you don't want to be a slave, you better vote for the guy that's set you free. And that's Donald Trump. And the minute that he walks into the presidency, at least 50,000 Keystone workers will be back on the pipeline. And the deficit will go down. And gas will be $1.67 a gallon, plus a dozen free eggs. That's my promise. I wish you well. I wish you God's protection. I wish your children joy and happiness. And if you don't vote for Trump, you're going to live to regret it. You have no idea what's waiting for you. God keep you safe, as the Arabs say, fi aman Allah. God keep you safe. Amen. Oh, I got to go out with a patriotic tune. I got a nice one for you. I got a nice one. Remember all those GIs that went overseas to die for their country? They never expected to come home. I apologize for this. This is a vinyl record, but it's made by the cast of World War II. There are, I think it's 27 scratches in the record, and each one represents 8,000 men who died. So if a scratch annoys you, think of the 8,000 men who gave up their lives so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke. Might be 37 scratches. sea to shining sea.